What does do it right the first time and every time or operating discipline mean to you? Operating discipline is the dedication and commitment of every person to carry out each task the right way the first time and every time. Why do we not do things the right way the first time, every time? It is very important to identify the actual reasons why someone failed to comply with operating discipline. Errors, non-intentional, and violations, intentional with different objective, may be treated differently according to the nature of the non-compliance to ensure effective mitigation actions. Errors, unintentional, when we forget a procedural step or do not put something in a way in the order originally intended, or by mistake, when there is an incorrect decision, when deficiencies in our judgment lead us to make incorrect decisions. This lack of competence to make a correct decision can be the result of either the lack of or ineffective training. Violations, which are intentional, when policies or procedures are unworkable, or we believe our actions will be the better way to execute the task, or simply there is no way to get the job done. When there is organizational benefit, like when we believe not following a proper procedure for a specific task will be better for the company, or we are just trying to satisfy our manager, or when there is personal benefit, when we think it is better for us personally to do it that way because of saving time or to avoid stress, or even reckless, when we intend to do what we did and did not think or care about the consequences. What do you need to do things right every time? The expected behaviors related to each of the key characteristics of the operating discipline are as follows. Excellent up-to-date management system and documentation. This means to have proper and consistent use of the company's management systems and tools provided to ensure alignment and consistency of execution with local requirements, as well as checking the procedures are up-to-date and reflect the reality of the activities currently done in your workplace, and participate in risk assessments and work instructions, reviews, contributing with your best knowledge and experience. Strong teamwork and collaboration. Take care of your colleagues' safety as you would like them to take care of you. Take time to observe a colleague working and provide a constructive feedback. Safety is a team sport, and to sustain a strong safety culture depends on the collective effort of the entire team. If you see something unsafe, do something to fix it or mitigate the risk immediately. If you are fully empowered to stop jobs that cannot be performed safely, do so immediately as well. Active two-way communication. This means frequently communicate the HSE principles by reinforcing the importance of operating discipline. Sharing learnings and experiences from incidents and other events, highlighting cases where incidents, injuries were avoided or the severity was reduced by adopting good operating discipline. Encourage questions and open discussion when planning and performing work activities. Your view counts, speak out at teams meetings and with your line manager if things aren't working well. Practice active listening, paying genuine attention to what your colleagues are saying. Effective continuous training and development ensure we are trained and competent for any task we undertake. Check compliance with established work instructions, procedures, and policies. Coach your colleagues to help them understand the reasons behind the standards, procedures, and instructions, and the benefits of applying a strong operating discipline. High-risk awareness and safe behaviors. Initiate frequent discussions about key risks involved in your activities, highlighting how operating discipline can help to control those risks. Recognize our colleagues for safe behaviors aligned with our standards, procedures, and instructions. For commitment to follow rules and procedures, commit to consistently execute tasks in accordance with specific training and work instructions or procedures. Understand the reasons behind the rules and procedures, and only start a job when you are confident that the potential risks are understood, controlled, and have been communicated. Propose a procedure review if you think it can be improved, instead of just ignoring it or taking shortcuts.